Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God in our holy gospel found today in Luke 13. Jesus said, "And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some are first who will be last." This is God's word. A lot of us like to lament the things that aren't the way they used to be. The fact that people can't really talk to one another, instead we text one another, right? It's one of the things, actually, I'm gonna brag about my kids for a second, because unlike most people of their generation, they are incredibly adept at face-to-face conversation with people, which most young people are. Maybe it's because they've moved around a lot and lived in different cultures and stuff. But most young people today, they're terrified at the prospect of speaking to a person face-to-face. You know, it's not just amongst people in our schools and workplaces and our communities. It's in our own homes. How much have we lost the ability to just sit across from one another and talk to each other? Talk about our day. Talk about our problems. Talk about our joys. Talk about the things that are going on with us. One of the things that I really lament that we have lost, I think many of you will agree with me, is the dinner table. I'm not going to talk about food. It's like, oh, he's going to talk about food again. No, I'm not. No, that dinner table where at the end of the day, everyone would gather around. Husband, wife, children, maybe a guest who was with the family. And it was a chance to come back together after having gone your separate ways throughout the day. I mean, can't you just picture Ward coming home and sitting at the table in June, saying in front of Ward and Wally and the Beav, "Ward, how was your day, dear?" I watched those reruns. I even know Leave It to Beaver. We don't have that anymore. I mean, even in my family, it's hard. I mean, we're pulled in so many different directions. You have sporting events and practices to go to and school events, work obligations. It's hard. You have to fight for time together as a family. And if you're not making an effort at it, it might not happen at all. Do you think maybe we need to reclaim the table within our homes, within our lives? I'm going to say yes, we do. Because you know what? It's the table that's at the center of God's kingdom. Not the dinner table where we gather around a meal and mom makes chicken and mashed potatoes or meatloaf or spaghetti or something other delicious there. I got to the food. No, the table of our Lord. You see, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus describes God's kingdom. It's there in our gospel today, where people come together from east and west and north and south to gather together, to recline, Jesus says, at the table in the kingdom of God. This is actually something that's unique to Luke's gospel. Every one of the four gospels has their own little quirks about it that makes it unique. Matthew loves to quote the Old Testament. Mark sort of moves along at this fast pace. John talks about the divinity of Jesus. Well, in Luke's gospel, Jesus is always at a table. Interesting, isn't it? Because how seldom do we ever sit at a table anymore? And yet there's Jesus eating with Levi, the tax collector, in his home. Levi, who's later called Matthew, one of the disciples. Jesus in the home of Simon the Pharisee, and it's there that a sinful woman anoints his feet while he's sitting at the table. Of course, there's the Last Supper that he eats with his disciples before he's arrested and is put on the cross, again at a table. And there's this great Easter story, which maybe we're not all familiar with, where on the day of his resurrection, later that day, Jesus is walking on the road to Emmaus with two disciples in Luke 24. And it says that on that road, he opened the scriptures to them to show them how the law and the prophets point to him. And then what do? They stop And they sit down together, you got it, at a table. And they break bread together. They eat the Lord's Supper together. Jesus describes heaven as a place that is gathered around a table. Now I want you to think about how this works. I'm sure some of you still invite guests into your home to have them over for dinner, although we don't do this as much as we used to. But when you have someone over for dinner, it might be a rare occasion that it was unexpected and you have to throw something out of the pantry. You find, I don't know, maybe that can of Spam that's way in the back. Now, you'd never serve that to anyone, but you get it, right? Something, you know, that you just have to throw together at the last minute. But normally, when you prepare for someone to come to your home, you give them the best of what you have. You put out your finest dishes. You cook something special, maybe something that your family doesn't ordinarily eat. You make that guest the center of your attention. You visit with them. You learn about them. We'll often do this when we meet someone new, won't we? We'll invite them to our home. We'll sit down at a table with them and talk to them. There's something intimate and connective about being with a person like that. Heaven is described as a table where there's a feast and where God puts out the very best of what he has. Just as when you would have someone come into your home, you would spare no expense and spare nothing to put the best you have forward for someone else, so God puts the best of who he is and what he has forward for you. Because what is it that God the Father offers you at his table? He offers you his very Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is not only at the table with us, but is the very feast which we receive. Because you know what, dear friends in Jesus? The table is still the most important place in our lives. But I'm not talking about your dinner table. I'm talking about this table right here. This altar where God gives you the best he has to give. He gives you the very body and blood of his Son Jesus Christ for you. Is that table the center of your life? Is everything anchored around this spot right here? Because you know, we're coming up on the school year. My kids go back to school this week. I think Wisconsin schools go back probably after Labor Day. Could be wrong. But we're going to get busy. We're going to have things going on. Life's going to come at us. And it's not just opportunities to sit down together as a family at a table that will be few and far between. The world's going to put things in your way to push this table off to the side. And yet it's that table that God calls you to place at the very center. Because you know what happens at this table? God gives us a glimpse, a little taste of that heavenly table that we'll be at for all eternity. Sometimes we call Holy Communion a foretaste of the feast to come. Maybe you've heard that phrase before. It's a little sampling of what God has waiting for you for all eternity. Jesus says in our gospel today, strive to enter through the narrow door. Then he goes on to talk about how the point's going to come where everyone's going to say, Lord, didn't you minister among us? Did we hear you teaching in the streets? Weren't you here with us? Jesus will say, depart from me. I don't know where you come from. I never knew you. In other words, the door to that table in eternity is narrow. It has nothing to do with whether or not you can physically fit through it. If that's the case, I'm in trouble. I may need to lose some weight before heaven comes along. It's not what Jesus is talking about. See, that there is a specific way to enter God's kingdom. And only a few will get it. Jesus says at the end of the gospel, there will be people coming from east and west, north and south, to recline at table in the kingdom of God. And then Jesus says, and some who are last will be first. And some who are first will be last. How many of you know the meaning of the word humility? To be humble means to be made low. It doesn't just mean to put others before yourself. That's part of it. But to be humble means to see yourself as below everyone else and everything else. That might not sound like a real upbeat message. Maybe some of you came here today wanting something upbeat. Don't blame you for that. Yeah, pastor told me I'm the lowest of the low today. Well, you see, it's the people who see themselves as poor, miserable sinners, as wretched, evil people deserving of hell and damnation. It's those people to whom God gives the best that he has. It's to those people that our Lord says, come, sit at my table. Come, receive my son, Jesus Christ. Dearest friends in Jesus Christ, there is a narrow door open before you, which our Jesus Christ has made possible by giving his life into death, by shedding his blood on the cross, by rising in victory on the third day. He has opened a narrow door to you that says, for all who are sinners, for all who are beat down by the world, for all who are bloodied and tortured and weakened by all the things that Satan is throwing at them, he says, enter. Come into my kingdom. Receive what I give you. Receive my body and blood. Find your rest in the kingdom I have prepared for you. Dear friends in Jesus, the table is the center of it all. The table where God gives you himself. And he spares no expense. He doesn't reach into the back of the pantry to pull out the thing that's been back there for a few years. No, he gives himself. Christ our Lord is God for you. Is God dead upon a cross for sinners? And that is yours today and always. Receive what Jesus gives you at the table today. Receive his love and his forgiveness and his salvation. Know that they are yours. And that your place at the table is found only in him, who continues to come to you with his body and blood and will do so for all eternity. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.